Good morning. You are all in Juneau, Alaska, in room 124. This is Community and Regional Affairs. It is almost 8:20 a.m., so we apologize for being a little bit late. We have many members in this 90-day session in other committees right now testifying on bills. We do have a quorum. We're joined by Representative Cisna, Representative Salmon, Co-Chair Gabriel Ledoux, and myself, Co-Chair Anna Fairclough. Before us this morning is HB 356. And for those of you in the audience here this morning, if you could make sure your cell phones are turned off, it does affect communication and our recording secretary's ability to properly record this hearing. Representative Stoltz, are you here this morning to present HB 356?
Thank you, Madam Co-Chairs and members of the committee, and thank you I know you had a lot of other competing activities. Thank you for making quorum so the people testifying could hear this important bill. My name is Bill Stoltz. I represent House District 16, which contains communities in the northern part of the municipality of Anchorage and the Mat-Su Borough, and also the home to some of the largest parcels owned by the largest landowner in the municipality of Anchorage, private landowner. I think the park's the largest owner, but that being a Klutna, presented a bill which they presented to me, and we've vetted it through a lot of process, external, including departments, to try to make sure it was in appropriate form, because ANCSA law is a complicated form of law, and even our legal attorneys weren't aware of some of the changes and keeping up with the amendments that Senator Stevens has made to ANCSA law. So it's some folks that know a lot more than me have helped draft this in working with our legal attorneys. So it's I hope the bulk of the technical testimony can be made by them. My intent is to put forward this this legislation, which I think is in the fiscal note is probably better than my sponsor statement, and it's pretty short. I'll just read it. This legislation would expand the list of property exempt from municipal taxation to include certain property of native corporations conveyed under ANCSA when it is exchanged with a municipality and not leased or developed. While this legislation has no fiscal impact on the operation of the division, it would have the potential of creating a positive economic impact on local communities and local municipalities. It would allow municipalities and native corporations to exchange lands without immediate property tax consequences. The exchange of lands could expedite development of lands by the native corporations in exchange for lands which the municipality may need for public uses, such as recreational uses and public schools. Certainly, in my district, I'm really appreciative of the public schools aspect, because the Klutna Corporation owns the site of the two schools where I attended grade school through high school, Birchwood Elementary and then Chugiak High School, grade 7 through 12, which they lease to the municipality and school district for $1 a year. And I hope Commissioner Superintendent Como is at least cutting those dollar checks every year. But this is Representative Fairclough knows the impact that these land trades have, just having gone through one on an important access point to Chugach State Park. We're in a rapidly growing area called Mount Baldy. Klutna stepped up and was willing to trade land, and the land that they received in exchange by Edmonds Lake and as recently as November 29th, 07, I read in our local paper, it's concomitant with conversations that I've had with the Klutna folks. They don't have any plan to develop that for another 20 to 50 years. So they traded non-taxable property, and they get taxable property. This is contrary to some things you hear about how aggressive a Klutna is. They're a very responsible developer, and they're not interested in selling and developing all their land. They're in the hundreds and thousands of years game, and they are a very small corporation in comparison to others, and it certainly has a shareholder impact when they're inheriting tax burdens when they were facilitating good public policy. In the course of talking to all the members of the Bush Caucus and/or your staffs and meeting with a lot of other Native leaders, I had thought this was a localized decision, I mean, a localized type issue, but it's been, when I found that, they said, well, this might not affect us, and then this guy said, well, it might, Representative Manchin said, well, it might affect us on this Wood Tick-Tick Park, and I've talked to Mayor Itta from the North Slope Borough and some of their corporate officers at ASRC, and they said, oh, yeah, this one might come into play for us because we have the different government entities wanting to do land exchanges. And if there is a good public policy, and it's certainly one that's going to be initiated with a local government, it's not going to be one forced on anybody's throat. They're going to be signing the dotted line, and this is allowing this Title 29 exemption for something that local governments want to do on behalf of their citizens or on behalf of the larger body politic of the state, which is, in my area, I think probably more Anchorage people come and use our park accesses than locals do, just because we're, I know Representative Cisna was one of the matrons of the development of the Chugach State Park, which established in 1970, I believe, and Joe Josephson might have been the prime sponsor of that, I can't remember.
I was the chair, yeah, of the group.
Legislation.
And it was Lowell Thomas Jr.
Lowell Thomas Jr.
And Helen Byrne in the House, and yeah, great so, group.
So with that, it's it has, I know that, as I said, I probably rambled on longer than I intended to, but this is one that, an issue that I'm afraid I might get a green star for doing this, and being a Republican, that's always a fear. So, yeah.
Are there any other questions from committee members? Representative Ledoux?
Under current law, if a municipality wants to exchange land with a Native corporation, does if this law is not put into effect, would they be required to tax that land?
From the co-chair to the other co-chair, yes, this is under our Title 29, and Mr. Van Zandt might comment. And the folks that are paying the tax bill are sure getting them, so it's that's the requirement. I wouldn't bring a frivolous issue. If there was another way around it through local ordinance or regulation, I wouldn't come to a statute.
We do have for the committee's favor Steve Van Zandt online, the state tax assessor, and we do have three people waiting to testify on this issue.
With that, I'll cease babbling.
Representative Ledoux.
So the municipality doesn't get a choice as to whether or not it can exempt it. It has to be through a statute that it's allowed to exempt it.
Representative Stoltz.
Yes, the municipality has a choice in whether or not they want to make the trade, obviously, and that's they're making the policy decision. But there are restrictions on the types of exemptions. That's why we have the Mark Marlowe's coming through with their cherry-picked exemptions and others we see that because we have some pretty strong laws on requirements for municipalities, and the exemptions have to be established by law under Title 29. It's probably a protection for municipalities against themselves is my guess.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Stoltz. With that, we will bring HB 356, an act relating to an exemption from municipal property tax for certain real property that is exempt from levy and collections of real property taxes when conveyed by the federal government to implement the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act or when conveyed under a land exchange authorized by that act involving land or an interest in land that is made exempt from property taxes by that act and providing for effective date in front of the committee. The public hearing for HB 356 is now open. Is there anyone here in Juneau wishing to testify on this issue? Seeing none, Steve Van Nance, I just want to make sure you're online for us.
Madam Chair, I am.
And do you have comments in regards to questions or testimony you'd like to offer the committee?
Yes, ma'am. I would like to make a couple statements. And for the record, my name is Steve Van Zandt. I'm the state assessor with the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Just to answer a couple of questions, I think Representative Stoltz did a good job on this. But under current law, unless land is given under the Act of ANGSCA, it can't be exempt. So any trades with a municipality or any other entity with ANGSCA corporations, that land for the corporation becomes taxable. So a law like this especially in these cases, is necessary. You know, the assessors around the state have wrestled with this several times over the last several years, where unfortunately they weren't able to offer an exemption to the native corporations when they traded undeveloped land for undeveloped land with a municipality for the good of the municipality, so they could build, use the property for public purposes. And unfortunately, the assessor was forced to put that land on the tax roll. So this bill actually clears up a lot of issues for municipalities, native corporations, and the assessor. And personally, I think it's a pretty good bill. I think we showed that in our fiscal note. Would like to point out that there is no fiscal ramification on this, because municipalities currently don't pay taxes on their property. The native corporations aren't paying taxes on their property if it's undeveloped or not leased. And so when the trade's made, as long as the property's not developed or leased, the exemption stays in fact. So it's really a win-win situation. So other than that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that the committee might have.
Thank you, Mr. Van Zandt. I think you've adequately answered the questions that we've had now. Will you stay online while we go through public hearing?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Thank you. The next person listed to testify that's called in is Jim Amson. Jim, with the Clinton Corporation, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
Good morning, Madam Co-Chair and Dirk Klein, DeLu, and committee members. I think Mr. Stoltz and Van Zandt explained the situation quite well. What we have is an issue of fairness that's extended to a lot of other categories, but it doesn't extend to this, and I think state law needs to catch up with federal law. This is something that has frustrated native corporations for many years. When we try and do something good for the community, such as trading lands with municipalities, then we're stuck in a position where we pay the bill, the tax bill, even in cases where maybe we shouldn't. And the Kludna in particular, being located where it is in North Anchorage, we have a lot of people coming to us, the fire department, the school district, parks, various entities coming to us wishing to trade land, and we're not in a position to trade land under this scenario. If we have undeveloped lands that we want to hang on to because we don't pay taxes on it, don't have plans to develop it, and if we're going to exchange it for other undeveloped lands and then we have to start paying taxes on it, it just doesn't make sense for us. And I think the Mount Baldy exchange brought this out in full attention for us. And so what we're trying to do is bring some fairness back into the situation, make it a win-win situation. And this is a statewide issue. Any of the larger municipalities, such as Fairbanks, and I guess even up at the North Slope, they're struggling with us. These are issues that are going to affect Alaska for many years, and I strongly believe that we need to make a change so that we can move forward in a positive manner. And that's about it. Are there any questions?
There are no questions, Jim. Thank you for testifying this morning.
Thank you.
Curtis McQueen, could you say your name and who you're affiliated with for the record?
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair. Curtis McQueen, the CEO of the Kludna Inc. I appreciate the opportunity to testify this morning. I think starting with Mr. Stoltz and ending with my partner there, Jim Arneson, have all done an incredible job at articulating really the core issue. I really don't know that I can add much after listening to everybody, but maybe take a second to speak on behalf of our shareholders. We have 167 shareholders. A majority of our shareholders do live within Alaska, and a good percentage of them do live within the municipality of Anchorage. We have been blessed with a very dynamic, forward-thinking group of shareholders. Even though the taxation issue in the past has been there, we have supported, for instance, there are five schools we own the land under between Anchorage and Eklutna. As Mr. Stoltz represented, that combined, I think we only charge $10 a year. Keep in mind, these are parcels that are some of the most valuable parcels in the area, in the range of millions of dollars. But that's the commitment of our shareholders and our board of directors, being such large landowners. This was one of the best ways we could demonstrate as a corporation giving back to this community by giving back to the children and by making land available for schools. We think that there's no better way to demonstrate that we support education and growing this community. We are also an environmental friendly group as Alaska Natives and pro-recreation. We supported the Mount Baldy land trade. It wasn't our idea. We didn't approach anybody within parks or the city. The city approached us, and we thought it was a great main thoroughfare, Mount Baldy, to get this community up to recreate and to enjoy the Chugach Ridge Line, which we support from ecotourism, from just folks enjoying Mother Nature. And as been stated here, these events become taxable events to us. Our shareholders have become concerned because as the urban sprawl of Anchorage has grown out our direction, we are being solicited for more land trades, as Mr. Arneson mentioned, with various different agencies. And we have even a new housing development where we've set a school site aside that the school district has requested or at least asked if we would be interested in doing a land trade on that scenario. And today we really can't even talk to them about that because of the taxable event. So we are highly supportive of this bill. We realize that this bill will support many communities, Native corporations. I've talked with other shareholders and other leaders of other ANCs who just were kind of caught off guard that they didn't realize that there was this little loophole out there that they could trade with the state. They could trade with the federal government. They assumed they could trade with the municipality, and they didn't realize it would be a taxable event. So this really would correct or, I believe, and be the right move for the future. So I, with that, I end my testimony and just really highly appreciate the legislature taking a look at this and Mr. Stoltz introducing this.
Thank you, Mr. McQueen. There are no questions. I'm sorry, Representative Salmon.
Yes. Other than the municipality and the state, does this same law applies to the federal government to exchange the ANCSA lands with the federal government?
This is Curtis again, through the chair, Mr. Salmon. It does. Right now, if we were to sit down with the federal agency to do a land trade, it would be an ANCSA land trade. It would not be a taxable event for us. Same if we did it with the state of Alaska. It is only when we deal with, for instance, the municipality of Anchorage. Plus, I might mention a lot of people realize Eklutna is the largest private landowner of Anchorage, but we are also a significant landowner in the Matsu Borough, and we have just finished our final ANCSA conveyance selections for an additional 67,000 acres that we will be getting out at the Matsu. So we anticipate, because we've had communications with the Matsu Borough government, that there may be some future land trades that the Matsu Borough is interested in doing with the Eklutna as well. So this now, for our corporation, won't just be with the city of Anchorage. It'll now also be an issue with the Matsu Borough.
Anything else, Representative Sam? Thank you, Mr. McQueen, for coming out and testifying this morning.
Thank you.
Next online, we have Barbara Donatelli from Siri. Barbara, are you with us this morning?
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Barbara Donatelli. I'm the Senior Vice President for Administration and Government Relations for Cook Inlet Region, Inc., or also known as Siri. And CERI is one of the 12 Alaska Native regional corporations that were created by an act of Congress in 1971. And we're the corporation that are based here in South Central Alaska around the municipality of Anchorage. And the other speakers today have, I think, pretty clearly spelled out the important details surrounding HB 356. But I'm here today to just express CERI's strong support for this piece of legislation, which, as has been stated, would extend to municipal land trades the same tax treatment which ANCSA corporations currently receive in case of land trades with the state and the federal government. I guess I'd like to point out, too, that CERI is a large holder of ANCSA lands in the Anchorage vicinity and has at various times had discussions with the city about possible land exchanges, which could make lands available for parks, recreation, and other public uses. And the lack of any express provision like HB 356, which just very clearly would address this tax question, could stand as a pretty substantial barrier to any such trades as the folks from McLuhtna have expressed. So I guess in summary, I'd just like to state that CERI believes HB 356 is an important clarification of state tax law and would serve a very valuable public purpose. And CERI strongly supports the measure and urges its adoption. Thank you.
Ms. Donatelli, thank you for joining us this morning. There are no questions from committee members.
Okay.
Is there anyone else online wishing to testify on HB 356?
Madam Chair?
Mr. Van Zandt.
This is Steve Van Zandt again.
Steve,
as I recall, I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Steve, I was wondering if you could let us close public hearing, and then I was going to come back to you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right. Is there anyone else online wishing to testify on HB 356? Is there anyone here in Juneau who'd like to testify on 356? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. Mr. Van Zandt.
Madam Chair, if I might, as I recall in talking with the Anchorage assessor, I was under the impression that they were working on a trade now I believe it was Eklutna, and I was just wondering if it would be beneficial to the municipality and the Native corporations if this bill were made retroactive to January 1 of 2008 in order to accommodate any trade that might occur this year. Just throw that out for the committee's consideration.
I think that that's an excellent idea, Mr. Van Zandt. Representative Stoltz, do you have comments on that?
Madam co-chair, I think the intent is to facilitate ongoing good public policy, and if that's I'd support that. Well, if that's the will of the committee.
Thank you. Representative Stoltz, I'm trying to recollect when that vote took place. I'm not sure, even though we could
Co-chair, I think it was in the 2006 municipal election, if I recall. I voted absentee. I'm sure I did because it was down here. And it passed, I think, 62-63% approval. And I think that was an area-wide approval for the land trade, not just within our political jurisdiction. Or sub-jurisdiction, but it was facilitated by a lot of our local park service activity.
Thank you. Mr. McQueen, are you still online? Curtis McQueen, are you still online?
Yes, Madam Chair, I am online.
I have a question for you, sir. Our state assessors just offered out a possible change in the effective date. Do you have any comments on that, how that would affect your transaction that you're dealing with in particular?
Well, thank you for the question, Madam Chair. Actually, I appreciate the question. That would help us out tremendously. It did go in front of the voters in 06, and there was state funding appropriated in 07. Then the real legwork began last summer and in the fall to pencil out all the details between the municipal attorney and our corporate attorney, and that's when the taxation issue really kind of raised its head. We have the mayor signed the official paperwork to move forward. We have not signed the final paperwork for this transaction. It is going through the planning and zoning process through the city right now. I believe it goes in front of the assembly in a matter of months. And so right now we do not have this deal inked finally. To make it retroactive, this bill to January 1 would be tremendous for us. Then it means that we could finish the Mount Baldy land trade without it being a taxable event. And Mr. Arneson might be able to speak a little bit more eloquently to that. But boy, we sure would support that and greatly appreciate that.
Mr. Arneson, your comments?
Yes, this is Jim. We're going to propose that the effective date be moved up to December 31, 2008 or sooner. And I believe Steve's comments about making it retroactive, that's even better yet.
Thank you. Are there other questions from committee members? Seeing none, we have already closed the public hearing. Representative Ledoux, do I have a motion?
Yes, I move a conceptual amendment number one to on page four, line one, change January 1st, 2009 to January 1st, 2008.
Is there any objection to that amendment? Seeing none, the amendment's conceptual amendment is incorporated into the document. Is there any further discussion on HB 356 from committee members? Madam Co-Chair?
Yes. I move House Bill number 356, version number 25LS1313/C. With individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
As amended.
As amended.
Thank you. Is there any objections? Seeing none, that bill moves from committee. Is there any other business to be brought before the committee this morning? Seeing none, it is approximately 8:45 and Community and Regional Affairs is adjourned.